every year, Hava's marketing group is in the like $45-46 million range. Yeah. Nicole pointed out the disclaimer on Hulu. NAR is paying for that placement. To my surprise, we're in season 4 of paying for this deal. This is Byron Lazine and Nicole White, and you are tuned into episode 311 of The Real Word.
Word is up.
All right. Last week's episode.
Yes.
We covered the commercials, the new NAR 2024 commercials.
We love talking about NAR.
Well, they're in the news a lot. I mean, it's important right now. But hey, stakes are high right now.
For sure.
So there's value in continuing this discussion. If you're a member of NAR, which, you know, over 75% of real estate agents are
correct.
You want to know where it's going. So we talked about the 2024 commercials, those releases. We talked about the fact that they have a Hulu show.
They do.
And you're going to give us your homework that you had.
I watched it. I didn't watch all, like, I didn't watch all seasons. I didn't watch every episode. I'm sure, four
seasons. If you did that, I would have said, let's get you checked out. Off the pod and get you checked
full,
out.
The season 2 of Full Swing is out, so I was sort of sneaking it in between those episodes.
So, you know, we're not going to cover everything, obviously, we covered last week, because we have a new update. I mentioned last week, it's got to be coming out soon. The writers at BAM did the research. The data was out. How much NAR is paying its executives and independent contractors. So we now have the new updated year. You can only go back 2 years.
Correct.
So last year when we released this article, we had 2021 data. Now we have 2022 data. We're going to go through all of that. But before we do, Nicole, tell us about this Hulu show. I encourage you, if you didn't listen to last week's, you know, after this pod, go back and listen to that. So it's kind of a part one, part two, the way this is working out, because we have this updated data.
Yeah.
And the articles are obviously available now. Bam. But tell us what your experience watching the NAR Hulu show was.
You may be surprised.
No, I want to hear
it. I actually really enjoyed it.
You did?
It didn't bother me.
Okay.
No, I think what I appreciated about it was... they really sort of were highlighting cities. Like they were talking about, you know, like cost of living in these cities and like the suburbs of the city. So really sort of highlighting these other areas of the country that maybe if you are relocating, it could potentially be a really nice, sort of asset for you to watch. So I really enjoyed that. I really sort of enjoyed the fact that they touched on, representation. So the buyers were happy to have, you know, personal representation on the buy side. They talked about the qualities that they liked in their agent and what sort of value their agent was adding to them. And then it really, each episode that I watched, again, I didn't watch all of them.
There's 4 seasons.
Right. And I only did the 4th season because I really wanted to see what they were talking about like currently. Correct.
Makes sense.
And it was a lot of obviously issues that we're all having, you know, multiple offers, how to draft up offers, how to help them, alternatives. You know, obviously they were telling the viewers their budgets and how they had to, you know, make sort of different decisions based on. So I thought that there was a wealth of knowledge.
All right. I have some questions. The show is called First Time Buyer.
Correct.
They're now in season 4 on Hulu.
Well, I think they finished season 4.
Right, they're done. They've got 4 seasons on Hulu.
Yes,
I've never heard of the show.
No, I've never heard of it
organically. The 8 p.m. email that NAR put out, which would have been now 2 Fridays ago,
and for me to find
is how
it,
I found out
like
about it.
I had to almost type out first and then time.
It's not on the Hulu main page.
No, and that's fine even if it's not. But it like I thought even. Yeah,
but how do you find it?
I had to search it.
How do you find a show?
Yes.
No.
Right now?
No, like. Not this show. We found it through the NAR email. How do you find the next series that you're going to watch?
Most popular this week or like recommended for you.
Or probably even more commonly than that, one of your friends, a girlfriend says, hey, Nicole, I'm loving this series.
Right.
Have you? No, I'm in the middle of this series. Yeah. Maybe I'll check that out. I've heard about it. I've seen it on Instagram. Whatever.
True.
That's how most people find out about the show. After watching some of season four of First Time Homebuyer National Association's Realtor show on Hulu, how many consumers do you think are hooked to this show?
Probably, I imagine zero.
All right. So we're four seasons in. And as we get into the money that NAR is spending, yeah. the updated numbers, we now have updated numbers. Last week when we went through them, those were old. Those are 3 years old. Now we actually yeah. have, we have updated numbers. So as you're going through this, keeping that in mind, probably not many buyers are finding the, not many consumers, right? Just regular consumers that, right. that the goal here is obviously to educate people on the first time home buyer situation.
Yeah.
They're probably not finding it. It's not on the Hulu main page. They're no, not organically even being even recommended it.
Right. Well, even when you're searching, it's not even like they're putting any money behind like
getting it.
Yeah.
To
be, any sort of top yeah. tier there.
So we're four yeah. seasons in. I'd yeah. be curious.
Agents looking to stand out from the crowd, Reminder Media is a resource you have to check out. You get your own branded print in digital magazines, email newsletters, and social media content. Reminder Media delivers these resources to your contacts on autopilot, keeping you top of mind with your database. All you need to do is focus on your follow-up calls and watch referrals and repeat business come in. I just started using this service, and I'm already seeing results from this after only a few weeks. Use the link below to try out Reminder Media.
To know what the viewership actually has been, what's the impact, mm-hmm. okay? How many people are actually finding this show and watching it, okay? I'd really like to know that numbers. Now, the production, you said the show didn't offend you. You liked the show.
No,
I you thought it was good.
I thought it was great.
But
I did think it was good.
You're a realtor.
I
so
am.
Was it, to me, that I watched under 10 minutes. I watched a couple of beginning of 3-4 minutes.
I don't even
the show.
Think you watched 10. You mean 10 minutes in total?
In total.
In total, yeah.
Probably three
Not
or four.
Not of one episode. Yeah.
And I just kind of flipping yeah. through, just trying to get a feel, right? You've done a lot more homework than me. But the experience I had with the limited minutes was that it was very canned. It wasn't raw and authentic. It wasn't reality show. It was more set up.
I guess I actually felt like it was a little bit more authentic than like some of the TLC ones.
You did? Okay.
Yeah, because I feel like the TLC ones, you always sort of know which house they're going to pick because like it's empty, you know, because
okay.
they're like recording it afterwards. So you kind of always know that like they're recording this after they've already bought the house. I think what I really liked about this was that it was really more about like the emotion of it. And like, I have five kids, but I'm willing to do 4-bedroom. Like, so like, it was like really sort of digging more into like the meat and potatoes of it and of the towns. Like, okay, you can get a little bit more
here. They went pretty
or like,
local.
Or
okay.
yeah. Or like this city where I feel like the TLC ones, it's, you know, like, and I feel like everyone always jokes about it, right?
HGTV.
Like, HGTV. Or, yeah, yeah. 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 Like, oh, like Bob and Carol want like a 5-bedroom, you know, like on a budget of $1. Like there's so many jokes on it. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Where this, again, I didn't, I mean, I guess when the agent is talking about themselves, of course they're canned. Of course their hair is done. Their makeup is perfect. Like, you know, they're wearing their black blazer. But I also think that that's important for you when you're going to be on a show to, you know, represent yourself in okay. the best light.
Yeah, but I thought I saw buyers on Zoom at one point and they were like sitting perfectly. I've never seen a buyer sit perfectly on
so
Zoom.
That, but yeah, I didn't see anybody on Zoom.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
yeah.
All right. So your experience was positive.
Yeah, I really felt like it was, especially for like maybe new agents, like maybe even the new agents should be watching it just so they can get like there was such
that
nice
probably is true. Well, here's the point. Okay.
Here.
So you thought there was value.
I thought there was value
from the perspective of being a real estate professional, which you are. Okay.
Yes.
So to say that new agents should be watching it. Okay. So maybe it should have been training, not entertainment on Hulu, which costs a lot of money because
yeah.
you told me, there yeah. was a disclaimer on the show.
There was a disclaimer. That.
What did that disclaimer say?
I think that like the National Association of Realtors is paying for
You
this.
Think or that's
no,
what
No, that's it, what it said.
Okay,
yeah.
Yes.
I just didn't know the exact, okay, I just don't know okay. the exact, like the actual
We don't know
verbiage,
the amount. They didn't put the amount
But it does
either.
Say that they are paying for
so
the production of it.
Hulu's very expensive. The NFL is on Hulu. The National Football League.
I know NFL, yeah. You, I just don't know what it costs to be on Hulu.
If you look at some of the contracts going
yes.
out this week in the NFL, they're absurd. There's a lot of money flying around Hulu.
That's so funny. That was a huge drama in our house yesterday because we have a dog named Barkley.
Oh, for Saquon Barkley.
So now
he's an Eagle.
So now
you got to get rid of the dog.
Well, that's the dilemma.
I'll
How do you get rid of a dog?
You trade it for another dog.
No, that's what my husband says. He's like, we'll just trade it.
That's what.
Or they're like, we should call him agent. Singletary. Is that his name now?
Yeah, but he may be there for a year.
I'd rather call him like DeVito with a classic name, like
Eli or something.
Eli.
Anyways, all right, we're getting off topic here. So NAR paid for this show on Hulu.
Yes.
Hulu is very expensive. We don't know the amount, but we do know from the National Association of Realtors. Full form 990 tax document for 2022, what they are spending money on.
Right.
And the numbers are enormous.
Yeah.
Okay. So this form comes out every 2 years because remember, NAR is a nonprofit. Mm-hmm. NAR's total revenue was $328 million plus for the year 2022. Total functional expenses for the fiscal year amounted to $305 million plus, leaving a net income of $22 million. I'd argue that they should have left more on the net income line. We need savings right now in NAR.
Clearly.
They have some, you know, $22 million based off of what they're trying to billion plus settlements here or
lawsuits
and verdicts and you got $22 million in 2022. Way to go, NAR. Bob Goldberg, CEO, netted $2.5 million, almost $2.6 million in 2022. That's up from $2.522, slightly up from 21 to 22 for Bob Goldberg, CEO. Mark Birschbach, Senior Vice President of Strategic Business Innovation Technology. Sorry if I butchered your name, Mark, but you made $1,050,000, okay? That's up from $985,000 the year before. That's strategic business innovation and the technology. I'm not aware of any valuable tech NAR has ever created. Shannon McGain, government affairs. Here's one that I do think is rather important.
Correct.
It's one of those things that NAR should be spending more time on. I made that point last week. If you're going to spend money, spend it on what you've been good at historically, but not as of late. Government affairs, the lobbying. She makes over $1 million. Shannon made, what did she make? $960,000 last year. If you want to go to last year, so I have to keep scrolling.
Oh yeah,
go to last year's and give me so we can go comparison here. Sure. Lawrence Yoon, who I've been critical of, not off of, you know, the value that he shares, but just on what we're paying him. A chief economist. I don't know many chief economists in the real estate industry making half of this. Lawrence Yoon makes $761,000 plus for NAR. What did he make last year?
$699,000.
So pretty sizable bump up there.
That's a great bump up, yeah.
He's been there quite a while. John Pierpoint, the chief financial officer, making $728,000.
He was at $680,000.
Victoria Gillespie, chief marketing and communications officer, making over $600,000,
$609,000. Yeah, she was at $587,000.
Everybody got a bump. Donna Gland, talent. Development resources, $565,000.
$514,000.
Mark Gould, $559,000. Not there, senior vice president, member development. New.
Oh, there he was. Yeah,
$525,000. Leslie, see, it's the same names.
Yeah.
Leslie Ruta Smith, NAR president at the time, made $413,000.
She was elect, so she was $251,000 the year before.
Now, here's a name everybody knows. Kenny Parcell. President-elect, this is before he came president, potentially when he was harassing women, made $265,000 in 2022.
The year before.
Allegedly harassing women.
He first vice president, he made $164,000.
Okay, $164,000, bumping up to $265,000 once you become... See, you get in there as the president-elect, then you become you kind of just like rack up. You can make $1 million with this racket.
Well, the poor guy at the end, what'd he make? He made like $1,500.
Kevin Sears, who's now the president.
Yeah.
He was first vice president-elect back in 22, who's now the president.
Yeah.
He's wiggled his way through all these terminations.
$100.
He made $1,597.
Yeah. I mean, that may be the biggest.
Now he's making the $400, $500. You know, we'll see in a couple of years where he's at. But, all right, there's more of those. It's on nowbam.com. More importantly, and this is how it relates back to Hulu.
Yeah.
Hava's marketing group,
mm-hmm.
and you'll do 2021.
I got it.
Hava's marketing group made a little less than 21, I believe. They made $45,088,943 in 2022.
Yeah, in 21 it was $46 million.
Okay, but every year Hava's marketing group is in the like 45, 46 $1 million range. Yeah. Nicole pointed out the disclaimer on Hulu. NAR is paying for that placement.
Correct.
I've never heard of the show until a midnight NAR email came out. And to my surprise, we're in season 4 of paying for this deal. And Nicole made the point, like, maybe new agents should be watching it as training. Even if it was training $45 million a year, wouldn't be the price tag that I would suggest. Okay. Correct. Just have the agents join BAMX. By the way, there's a code real word to get 10% off of BAMX. You can get great education there. You can get it in other ways. That would be a lot cheaper on the members. Okay. So $45 million for Hava's marketing group. Crazy. When you're only keeping in the bank $22 million.
Right.
Remember, NAR should be focused on the lobbying, focused on the lawsuits, absolutely, not focused on marketing.
Right.
Leave the marketing to. We saw their commercials last week.
Well, we also saw every time these presidents became presidents and see like the video quality of, I'm assuming Havas was in charge of that too.
So either them or one of these other media, because there's other media groups that are getting paid. It's not just Havas.
Yeah.
Projection presentation technology, which is video production and services. Yep. So maybe it's this company, Projection, which made $4.9 million.
So 4.5 the year before.
So they got a bump up.
Yep.
Cooley LLP, it's a legal counsel, made 4.2. A legal counsel is going to go up. This is 2022.
So I don't have a Cooley. I have Schiff.
Okay. And what were they at?
They were at 2.5.
So now 4.2. Now we're getting closer and closer, obviously, yep, to the, and the number's low compared to the Hava's marketing group, Cobalt Media Group, marketing consultants. So they're paying a consultant 2.7 million in 22.
Yeah, we were at 2.5 in 21.
CSI DMC, which is an event management service, got to do the events, 2.6 million.
I don't have anything in 21. I don't know. Okay. If maybe that was because of
COVID. Yeah, probably. Okay. So spending a ton on marketing. We saw the commercials last week. Go back and look at last week's pod. And if you think that the 45 plus the 4.9 on video production services, so we're talking 50 plus million, is worth these commercials and this Hulu series that Nicole found to be fine. She wasn't offended by it.
I know. I thought it was fine. It was fine.
You're not watching it tonight, though, are you?
Oh, God, no. I'm never watching it.
You're never watching it again?
No. I mean, No.
So it literally was like homework. It's like, you know, your science teacher says, hey, go do this homework. It's like, oh, I had a fine time with that project, but I'm not going to go do it on the weekend.
No.
Like when I have free viewing of Hulu, Netflix, it's not where I'm going to end up.
No. Again, like I said, Full Swing season 2 is out, so.
What is it?
Full Swing.
Let us know if you heard of that one. I haven't heard that one.
Oh my God. It's all about golf.
Is it?
Yes. You've never seen season 1 of Full Swing?
No. Is it really about golf?
Byron.
Oh, I got to check that out. All right.
Season 2 is when PGA and Liv like merged. Oh. Like, so by season, I think episode 2, it was announced. And they were following all of the...
Full Swing. Let us know in the comments if you follow. I may get into that one. Okay, so NAR paying a ton of money. They have shows on Hulu. Since April, we have uploaded new and sought-after courses, content, and tactical assets for your business into the BAMX platform. Not articles behind a paywall that only pontificate to you what you should think and do, but education that actually shows you how to do what you need in today's market. Every day, we continue to add more content into BAMX and our private Facebook community. Content that works. Content that our members have exclusive access to daily. It's why over 1,500 of you and climbing have joined us in BAMX. It's also why tomorrow's price is guaranteed to be higher than today's. That's called inflation. Do not wait any longer. Use code REALWORD and join the thousands of agents taking their business to the next level today. Code REALWORD for 10% off. See you in BAMX. Speaking of money, I just think this is interesting to mention. It's a recent article on nowbam.com, so you can look up the full story. You know, I don't want to have a week go by, and I think this is important to mention here in the real world because we cover this stuff. The firms representing Sitzer Burnett, obviously Michael Ketchmark, the lead attorney there, the firms representing Sitzer Burnett plaintiffs request $82 million from the settlement payout for attorney fees. Okay, so the attorneys are looking for $82 million out of those settlements. The settlements have come from Anywhere, Remax, and Keller Williams. And they proposed that and asked the federal court for $82.4 million. The attorneys are asking for one-third of the combined $208.5 million settlement. for nearly 100,000 hours working for the plaintiffs in both suits, plus reimbursement for their near $13 million in out-of-pocket expenses. Okay, so the $13 million, I think, is on top of the 82.4. So they want to be...
But they're really angry at that real estate agent that made maybe $4,500 on a sale.
This is now when you take the 32 million amounts with the 13, this amounts to 39.5% of current total settlement package. From the attorney's motion, here's a quote: class counsel faced large risk representing the settlement class because they put in work without knowing if it would close.
Of course.
Right?
I see ads on that all the time. We only get paid if you win. Yeah. I mean, it's not a new.
They did so despite the case having no roadmap or pre-established path to a recovery. Indeed, far from any guarantee that they would be paid for their work or reimbursed for their expenses. Class counsel faced off against well-funded and entrenched opponents represent at least 20% of the top firms in the country.
I just think about all the agents that took out buyers and then like they didn't end up buying, you know?
Right. You could draw some comparisons, but Michael Ketchmark told Inman in a phone interview, don't make those comparisons, Nicole. No. Those are not good comparisons. Okay. He said if there's additional money that's collected, future judgments or additional settlements, that allows them to make additional fee applications. So this is just the start of the fee. But when asked about the comparison that you just made, or other comparisons that may seem obvious, there's a difference between a fee application where the court comes in and reviews an amount and approves an amount and conspiring with your competitors to set your wages. We're asking the judge to approve the amount under the law. We didn't ask the defendants in this case to agree to pay a commission before the trial or pay a contingency before the trial. So they come in after and the judge approves the amount. And that amount is upwards of over a third, up close to 40%. Of the total fee. So, you know, it is what it is.
They must have negotiated that in advance, right? Like, oh, if we win,
they didn't.
It says in this
comment that they come in, I guess, to get the judge to do it. So one thing that's interesting there, how attorneys work, is obviously they're counting every hour, which you ever like get charged for an attorney by the hour and you're like,
because it's like if they take a phone call, is that considered an hour, even if you were on for 10 minutes?
Right.
Yeah.
Is it 10 minutes? Is it an hour? Are we counting minutes? Are we counting hours?
Correct. It's like electricians, too.
You've been hard up on the electrician thing for a little bit.
I have been.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, if you've got kids thinking about general studies at college, tell them to go get their electrical license. Yes. Huge opportunity there.
Huge
in the trades.
Huge opportunity.
But, you know, in a world where agents got to start thinking about maybe tracking hours, not, you know, who knows? I'm just saying it's interesting to see how many hours.
What do you say, 100,000?
Just under 100,000, hours on this deal. Hmm. Between multiple law firms, Ketchmark being the star of the show there. So anyways, attorneys making a boatload of money. That's your update on that. Obviously, there's still a whole bunch to come. There's postcards going out in the mail. Saw that article. I actually got a postcard.
Did you?
Myself.
Where? Yep. In Florida?
Can't remember if it was Florida or here. That's a good question.
I can't imagine. You think Connecticut? Little Connecticut?
Well, yeah. Massachusetts is getting them, but they also have the Nozelec case. This is a write-up in Housing Wire. I can't remember if it was Connecticut or Florida. I got to look at it. I saved it, so I have it. So encouraging people, obviously,
to sue.
To get their $12 while these attorneys are going to make boatloads of money. But that's the setup. That's the legal setup. The old saying is don't hate the player, don't hate Ketchmark, hate the game. Okay. The legal, they're following the law.
Right.
And maybe the law is going to change, unfortunately, for agents to say that, okay, you know, you have to go and get your compensation another way. You'll have to follow that law. Agents have been following the rules of the game.
100%.
I will say that. Yeah. Now, the game, the tradition is trying to be changed by these attorneys and by the DOJ. And if it changes, you know, agents will just have to follow those rules. But these attorneys are following the rules of the game. Now, you can say the game is a little off.
Right.
But who's ever going to go after that? You don't
know. Right. Well, all right. Attorney would take on that.
Probably none.
None. Right. Yeah.
So that's why the show has historically had the theme, is it a racket?
Totally. Yeah, I think my chair lowered as I've been sitting here. I think you should like watch and like,
how many inches shorter is the cord?
Because all of a sudden I'm like, I feel really low. But
anyway. All right, good episode. Yeah. Let us know what you think. Let us know if you've taken your time to watch the Hulu show, if you've ever even heard about it. Love to know there. The links for all these articles will be down below that we covered. And go check out the updates on what NAR is shelling out for dough. It's quite interesting that they keep spending at this rate, despite the fact that they need funds to stay alive. Looking forward to your comments below. Make sure to subscribe here to the main channel. We'll see you next week. Till then, keep it real.
See you guys.